Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Some may call you rat catchers, others mercenaries, but we prefer the term adventurers. And at the Greyhill Free Company, we believe in one thing above all. Adventurers together strong. Many have gone on to do some great things under our name. Not all of them good, but great things nevertheless. Hopefully you'll soon join their ranks. So gather round and let us regale you with one of the many stories of the Greyhill Free Company.
Watcha! They bring you back into that large court area where there's the strange metal structure. Mm-hmm. Sarah the Little says, "Great, now you can speak to Archibald up there," she says.
Okay.
Well, let's get
Kobolds must make ladder for you, though.
Well, there's all that scaffolding there. We could not use alive things. is that in the wrong spot?
That's Kobold ladder, she says.
Okay. Oh.
All right, feels grim.
Watch. Call for Kobold ladder. Call for Kobold ladder, she says.
Okay, Kobold ladder.
The entire crowd goes silent. One Kobold says, "What you say?"
"No, I don't want this anymore." Sarah, you're a jerk.
Sarah the Small has elected to play a devious trick on all of you.
Yes.
Do you think she should be exiled?
No one ever asked for a vote before. Watch her just do things. Sarah the Little, she average kobold. Don't know what they talk about annoying. That's just what we're all like. Don't even know why we call her Sarah the Little. She average side for kobold. I like how bloodthirsty she is. We need more bodies for the gate. They all look at you, shrug, and then one kobold says, "You decide if Sarah the Little gets exiled."
Sarah, what is a kobold ladder?
"You gotta call for the kobold ladder," Sarah the Little says. "Call for it."
Tell us what it is first, Sarah.
"It's kobolds make ladder," she says. She points back to the scaffolding. "Scaffolding fall apart if you climb it, unless kobolds there to stop."
"We are the watcher. You will call for it."
"Okay," she says. "Watchers have called for kobold ladder."
"Damn you, Sarah."
"Kobold ladder, kobold ladder." All the kobolds together. "Kobold ladder, kobold ladder." They all approach the scaffolding. So imagine a hodgepodge of different pieces of metal scaffolding, but missing pieces all over the joint. So it's kind of like leaning at odd angles. It looks like if you started trying to lift yourself on it, different parts would collapse because of those missing pieces. Mm. The kobolds begin climbing up onto the metal scaffolding. Any place where like a pole is missing, three kobolds will clamber up on top of each other and hold it up as if they were one of the poles. If there's an entire piece of structure missing somewhere else, kobolds will like link arms, legs, wrap themselves around each other, and they slowly begin to fill out the metal scaffold until there is basically a set of steps made out of metal and cobbled that leads up to the little ledge.
So was cobbled ladders fine? Why did they all go quiet when we asked
for
it?
Yeah, why did they get mad?
You don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's, I hope nothing bad happens.
After you, Sarah.
All right. I climb the ladder.
You climb to the top of the cobbled ladder, and there is the... Now, this is the first time... It was at such an angle that you couldn't really see onto the ledge. But now you've got a proper view. The ledge has, like, a little hole up one end, which it's like a little passageway. There's a large divot here, which you imagine... You look at that divot, and you're like, a dragon made that. That's where a dragon has been lying here for so long that there's a little divot made by the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You see... Through that passageway, which still probably big enough for a dragon, but it's a little bit narrower now, you can see a little light at the end of it.
I really want to cast this spell.
Yes.
Because I just have always dreamt of saying it.
Of course.
But I cast magic missile to see if there's anything. It's like one that is like I can light up the cave, right?
A magic missile sheds a little bit of light, yeah, so you would see them as they dart down the tunnel, yeah.
But, like, I also could, well, wait, maybe I don't cast it, because if I cast it, I could hit something, right?
Yeah.
If there's someone there, yeah, you'll probably hit
them. All right, I'll wait. I'll wait, I won't do it. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Well, what do you want to do now that you're up here?
I think maybe... Fire, would you mind providing some?
Oh, light? Yeah, of course. We have a little fire person with us.
Fire brings their arms out and does like a... And then the light that they shed becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until they're about as bright as a torch.
Hmm. Cool.
Do you want me to lead the way?
Yeah, please. You go first.
You are wonderful.
Mm.
Fire proudly strolls down the little passageway. You follow after... And where the light is at the end of this tunnel, there is a little room. Oh, not a little, sorry. It, once again, is big enough for a dragon. Specifically, the dragon's skeleton that you can see here.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's been picked clean with age. You can tell that this corpse has been here for a long time.
Right.
The skeleton is... The bones are, like, almost bleached white with age.
So definitely in the week... Archibald has been missing. Good.
No. Yeah, this is long, long dead.
Okay.
In addition, there's a table, chairs, bed, wardrobe, dresser. It's like a bedroom. It's not like it is a bedroom. None of this stuff, you look at all of it, none of this stuff is sized for a dragon. Sized for a man.
Okay.
The man who you see sleeping in the bed.
Hey. I'm going to... I'm scared that if we wake them, they'll get hostile, but I feel like we should do it.
All right, do you wake them?
Is a Sarah with us?
Sarah? No, Sarah's part of the kobold ladder. You can go ask for her if you want.
I feel like Sarah would be able to shed some light on this situation, maybe.
Or mess it up more.
Oh, yeah.
Fire nods. She does mess things up.
Yeah, let's not get her.
So, I don't know. I feel like we could just gently wake them.
All right. Yeah. You rock him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Oh, what's the devil? Oh, hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Who are you? He says.
We've been tasked with killing you, but we think that you seem kind.
Yeah.
Killing me?
Well,
why would you want to do that?
Well, we don't. We've just been paid to do so, and handsomely. Start talking.
Is that a lie?
Yeah.
Is this Adam asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't know who this guy is, but if we've woken him up and we're like, hey, they asked us to kill you, but we don't want to, what's your deal?
Mm. I did the kobolds ask you to do this?
One of them.
One of them. Okay, then. I am Archibald.
Ah, good.
I assume that is why they've asked you to kill me. I will double your payment if you don't.
Wait a moment. Are you sometimes a dragon?
No, wait. Did they not explain that to you? Is that not why they want me dead?
They didn't really give us a reason. You know, you guys aren't, like, great at writing notes.
What do you mean, you guys? I'm a human.
Sorry. They're not great at writing notes.
All right. They just asked you to kill me, apropos of nothing, or did they explain? And you didn't understand.
Can I just check in with Adam? I'm not insane, right? She said that Archibald was a big dragon, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
We're just a little confused.
Okay. I think I understand what's happening. Perhaps the kobolds have simply gone insane. And they don't even realize. So Archibald is me. I am not a dragon. Mm. But there was once a dragon who lived here. He gestures to the corpse, the skeleton. That dragon died quite a long time ago. I found its skeleton and found these kobolds who were worshipping a dragon that was dead. And I am a master illusionist.
Okay.
And I decided that it would be rude to not capitalize on such a situation.
Take advantage of all these innocent / scaly creatures.
Yes. Well, I like to think of myself as a innovator in the realm of employment. Anyway, that's not important. So I have for some time now been conjuring an illusion of a dragon and making requests of them. But yeah. Do you want to make some money?
I have a query for you. Why have you stopped performing the dragon illusion?
Mm.
Well, this is what I need your hand in. So I require arcane components, a focusing agent to cast my powerful illusion magics.
Mm-hmm.
I need what is determined as a perfect mirror, a mirror with no errors, no scuffs or marks of any sort, a mirror that almost perfectly shows the visage of them looking upon it. My perfect mirror, he says, gesturing to his work table. You see a shattered mirror.
Ah.
Broke about a week ago. I dropped it. Yeah, I'm a master illusionist, but a clumsy man nonetheless.
Relatable.
I am aware that within the dragon's hoard, my hoard, I suppose, there is another such mirror. But if I were to go down and get it, it would raise a lot of confusion and questions from the kobolds, mm-hmm. you understand.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to fetch the mirror, I would pay you handsomely. You could take anything else you wanted from the dragon's hoard. My hoard. Anything you can carry, I suppose.
Well, I turn to my compatriots. I mean, I think it sounds like a fine deal.
Yeah, I do too, but I know that you're like, wash your hands of any moral obligation, but we've just found out this dude's like taking full advantage of an entire species.
You've seen what happens when they have a leader they don't like. I hate to imagine what would happen if the dragon were to be gone. I feel like more people would die.
But don't you think that that's their right? As a society?
Yeah, look.
How about?
Look, it's a complicated question because quite clearly they're capable of doing incredibly questionable things.
Yeah.
But it is their choice to
it's
do
their
them, I suppose.
It's society's choice, you know? Like, if that's how they're going to deal with stuff, like, you know, this is one human coming in and just, you know, essentially becoming like a king or a god and kind of just because they're what? They can do magic? I can do magic. Like,
I have an alternative proposal.
No gods, no masters, fire whispers.
We leave this man a note and we say, I don't trust him to not read it before we leave.
Mm. He doesn't seem very trustworthy. He is a man.
I think.
Put them all on a rocket ship, send them to the sun,
exactly,
I reckon.
Yeah. Throw them off a high, gusty tree. That's a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
if we somehow alert him to the fact that he should leave and he should do so quietly, we could steal a lot of treasure from the dragon's hoard.
Can I cast invisibility with more than one person?
Unfortunately. Fortunately, at the current level of spell that you have, you can only do it on one person. But you can cast it multiple times on different people.
Okay, so in theory, I could cast it on the person
two times
and get them out with us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, why would they leave? Things are too crazy for them here.
You could threaten.
That's true.
That's always an option. Violence is an incredible option.
I don't know how to get this man out safely without him trying to kill us, and he is a master illusionist, and I don't know if he has any other magical powers that could perhaps end our lives.
Look, it's true.
Another option.
Sorry to interrupt. I know you're having a private conversation, but do you mind if I make a pot of tea? Would you have any?
No.
No. Thank you.
Okay.
But Fire's going to have some. Good. I hope this goes well.
He begins brewing a pot of tea just while you're having your conversation.
Okay.
If one of the options is to say we will do his thing, start to leave, and tell Sarah, and then we never come back here again.
That just seems like killing him, but with less steps.
Tried to propose an option where no one died, and you guys said I was ruining the culture of killing.
I'm just saying that, like, to me, we have, like, a few options, right? One of them is, like, okay, reinstate this status quo, even though Sarah has come to us because they clearly don't like it. And also, not sure I love a man being on top in the laziest way I can think of it. Like, oh, well, I tricked you into doing stuff I like. Hate it when men do that.
So are we killing him ourselves or?
I mean, like, we could if we want that blood on our hands. Part of me wants to leave, you know, them to their own devices. But
so they can kill him themselves.
Yeah, but I still want to get paid. So I guess
that's why I'm suggesting that we leave via the cave. Tell him we are fetching his mirror.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Steal and then tell Sarah what is happening.
Yeah.
Well, if we want to get paid, we should do what he says, because then Sarah will pay us and also he'll pay us. If we're looking for money, killing no one is actually the best way to go.
That will give us double money, but you didn't like that plan because I was ruining their culture.
I'm just throwing out suggestions.
Well, it's more that
I've been suggesting and you keep shitting on what
I'm
say.
I'm so sorry, I understand. So you're saying as part of the last step, we give Sarah the information and they will know that there isn't a dragon.
We leave, we steal from the dragon, we go and tell Sarah, Sarah pays us and we leave.
But then we tell Sarah that the dragon is just an illusion.
Yes.
Oh, I'm on board with that. Yeah. 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 As long as the man stops being powerful.
He will be killed.
Okay.
He will be killed.
Yes. But no one drinks the tea, right, Fire?
Fire, who has just been offered the teacup, turns to look at you.
Don't drink it. Don't drink
don't
it.
Drink it.
Don't drink
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I can't drink this. Fire hands it back.
We've just realised we have a long journey ahead of
us.
And her bladder is just as small as she is.
So annoying. And I don't know if you've ever seen what happens when urine is near fire, but it is ugly.
I understand. May I ask, are you taking me up on my offer, fetching the mirror?
Absolutely. Yes. You just need to tell us where we'll find it.
He says, looking at each one of you. Well, if you go back out, any of the kobolds can tell you where the treasure hoard is.
Why would they tell us?
Just tell them that Archibald said to fetch the mirror. Just tell them that.
Why don't you get them to fetch the mirror? That's the thing I'm confused about.
If you can order them around.
Oh, gosh, that would have been quite easy, wouldn't it? I guess I don't need you then.
No, wait, wait, hold on. Hold on. Damn it.
No, unfortunately, a fight is about to happen. He's going to try and kill you now to protect his secret.
Okay. Sorry, I said that.
Everyone here is an idiot.
I am dumb.
No, not you. Like, no,
everyone here is an idiot. Adam didn't think of that.
And so now we die.
Yeah, well, now he's going to try and kill you to protect his secret. Pause for consideration. You'll be going first. Then it's Archibald.
Mm-hmm.
Then it'll be Grek, and then Fire is bringing up the rear.
Okay.
All right, Pause, what would you like to do? Archibald, he's casting a spell. You can tell a fight is about to begin. What would you like to do?
I would like to cast Wrathful Smite on myself so that any time, the next time I hit with a melee weapon while this spell is going, my spell will give him psychic damage. This is what I wanted to do to that rock. I couldn't.
Unfortunately, rocks aren't harmed by psychic energy.
This guy's magic, so he must have a brain.
He definitely does. You swing your pickaxe?
Absolutely. War axe, sorry. War pick, sorry.
War pick, yes. You. Oh, God. Yeah, your war pick hits him.
Yeah.
You faint like you're going to war pick him in the head. He takes a step back but opens his chest. You quickly shift where you're swinging, and instead you war pick him in his side, breaking a rib.
Ow.
And also stabbing him. He gives like a wheezing sound. It's his turn. He is gonna Cass.
Yeah.
What is Pause for Consideration's greatest fear?
Pause for Consideration's greatest fear is not having their luck turn around at a blackjack table. Like they're a few in and they're like, well, my win's coming, and then the win never comes, and then the casino starts to close.
Archibald casts a spell in front of your eyes, and suddenly, Pause for Consideration, you're standing at a roulette wheel.
You can
see your money is on black, and you're watching as the ball spins in the little, in the wheel or whatever. Dun, 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 dun. You're so excited. It's the first bet of the night. Dunk, 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 dunk. Red, and with the little croup thing, the dealer drags all of your money across the table. You are shattered. So shattered, in fact, as that scene fades before you and you're staring at Archibald again, you take 21 points of psychic damage.
Brutal.
No. I'm not in a good way.
Grek, it's your turn.
Okay, I have a spell that I am really looking forward to casting.
Cast
Magic Missile
mm-hmm.
on the person we're fighting.
You fire. Would you like to cast it as a second level spell, make it a little bit more powerful?
I would, yes.
You fire 4 darts of magical energy. They can look like whatever you want. What would you like them to look like?
Big. So they're like dart shaped.
They're about the size of a fist, but they can look like whatever you want them to.
They're me doing a thumbs up.
Little Grex doing a thumbs up.
Right.
4 of them slam into him.
Yeah.
He takes 13 points of damage.
Sick.
Poof, 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 poof. You spin him around and he staggers backwards. Wait, I'm sorry. It was merely a joke. Please, I don't wish to die. It's Fire's turn. Fire brings both of her hands up, looks at you, pause for approval.
I give a nod.
Explosive burst of fire leaps out of her hands and bathes Archibald. By the time she is done, there is nothing but a smoldering pile of ash.
Ugh. Well, that went kind of how I thought it was going to go, if I'm honest.
I swear we tried to take nonviolent options a lot of the time.
Yeah, look, I'm okay with this. But do you reckon there's anything around here we can take as money? Because I was kind of...
Yeah, what's good here?
You turn over this guy's room. You find, there would be a bit of money here. He wouldn't keep a lot, but he would keep some. You find maybe 140 gold.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty
around
good.
Around the place. Decent. Yeah, quite a bit. It's a tidy sum.
Yeah, I'm...
As you're looting, Fire wonders out loud, what do you think Sarah the Little's going to say when we come back and she asks us how Archibald is?
We'll tell her the truth.
Yeah, we're going to tell her
okay.
She's being manipulated.
We'll make her the watcher.
Well, yeah, her or anyone else. Yeah, I mean...
Hey, you wanted to leave this culture to its own devices.
Yeah, they're free. So yeah, we'll leave her in charge and we'll hope that they stop being the way they are.
All right. You walk back out to the kobold ladder. You climb down the kobold ladder and then it begins to disassemble itself. Sarah the Little runs up to you. How is Archibald?
Dead for so long.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so we explained to Sarah that Archibald was a
master illusionist, self-proclaimed
human taking advantage of them.
An idiot.
And that we freed them.
Yeah, and then it's good, and that our payment can be in gold.
Yeah.
Sarah the Little has to have a sit. She just sits down as you're telling this to her. Yeah. She has a long, hard think about it, and she says, Archibald is dead?
Okay.
He's been dead
I forgot that maybe this is going to be harder to grasp. Okay, so Sarah, remember how before I asked, how do you know it's Archibald? Right at the beginning, I suggested maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it was a person pretending to... Anyway, I try to explain it again.
Sarah the Little, like, nods slowly towards the end of this. Okay.
You can go up and check out his bones if you want.
Mm.
Humans are dragons.
No.
Do you remember what Archibald looked like?
Big black dragon.
Yes.
With grey underside.
You did mention the underside. So the dragon you saw...
Mm-hmm.
Pretend.
...was a magic spell.
Mm.
So the person controlling the voice of Archibald also controlled the visage of what it looked like.
It looked like a dragon.
It did. And he was very good at what he did. Do you know what a trick is?
Yeah, a trick is like what we do.
So someone did that to you.
Yeah, you were being tricked.
But I don't understand. Where did the dragon come from?
Magic.
I ask for payment.
Archibald better now?
Archibald.
Very dead.
Very
dead.
You
can go upstairs and view the corpse.
Archibald dead, you not get paid. She's right.
We not get paid, you don't become warden. You don't become warden.
All right then. She takes off her backpack, starts rooting around in it, and brings out a bag. As soon as the bag starts shifting, you can hear the tinkling of rocks and whatnot within.
This had better not be a bag of teeth.
Yeah, this sounds like a bag of teeth. What's in the bag?
You open the bag. It's filled with pretty rocks. Some of them might be worth something, but most of them, they're just pretty rocks.
Mm.
Okay, Sarah, what you're
going to
need
That's all I have, says Sarah.
Where's the hoard?
We really need to start asking up front what they're going to pay us.
Payment up front.
Yeah, or at least show us the money.
Show us the hoard.
You make me watch her, then I tell you where.
Absolutely not. I will kill you.
Fuck you, watch her. All right. She leads you to the dragon's hoard.
Cool.
There is like a small pile of gold with a little mirror on top.
You mean it's not even big?
No, it's about hand mirror sized.
But like the hoard isn't big.
Oh, yeah. I would say it is one moving box worth of gold.
Oh, well, we take what we can carry.
And silver and copper. Actually, it would probably be mostly silver and copper.
Oh, my God. Okay, we take all the gold. I take the hand mirror because...
Yeah, because maybe.
What if?
It is such a nice mirror. Oh, it might actually be worth more than the money it's sitting on top of.
I'm sure it would be if a man got so stupid he couldn't think to use his literally unmatched power within a community. Mm. Oh, yep. Okay, we take what we can.
Yeah, we do.
But we also take what they've given us, what Sarah's given us, and I give it to Fire. Mm. Fire like the rocks? Is it? Do you?
Fire loves the rocks. Yeah, that's take cute. The rocks.
Right, Fire, that's nice for Fire. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fire, you can also take money, but...
I just think it'd be better if we had it.
Maybe it would.
Rocks are better at helping me find my home.
Good. Where is that again?
Yes.
It's a fireplace.
Okay. Anywhere or?
No, it's one place.
All right.
It's at a person's house.
Okay. Story for another time, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm a character from another game. The people listening will know who I am. All right. And with that, you leave.
Okay. Wait, before we go, is this the last time we're going to see Sarah?
It's very possible, yeah.
Okay. I just want to kick her, but make it look like it wasn't on purpose.
I'll cover for you. Okay. I put the hat on Sarah, but I know this Pope hat is made for a human, so I wanted to cover her eyes.
Yeah. And then I'm just going to like kick her slightly in the back of the leg and go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was an accident. I didn't realize and make it look.
And then you can give her like the Pope cope coat thing. And then it'll seem like you just tripped over a tail or something.
Yeah, I just need to feel alive.
Fire understands that you're doing some sort of like trickery here, but doesn't quite obviously doesn't seem to understand what the trickery is. So rather than being helpful, when you kick Sarah, Fire does a big as if that was going to cover something up. Nonetheless, though, you are able to kick. Sarah just seems to think it's part of a ceremony or something like that.
Oh, good. Oh, so good. I'm so. All right. We won't ever do that again, but I just needed to get. All right.
You anoint Sarah the Little as new watcher, and then you leave.
Awesome.
Oh, beautiful.
Taking your ill-gotten and properly gotten gains back to the Grey Hill Free Company.
I think we got them proper fine. Considering the context, I think we actually did probably what is culturally considered proper.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not our fault. They picked a fight and then tried to stop it and we killed them anyway. you know, there's only so much we can be responsible for. As you said, we're just going to put it behind us.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for playing. Thank you very much for listening. Lena, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitch. I'm on Twitch. Mm-hmm. Lena Moon. It's twitch.tv/Lena Moon. And also my Instagram is Lena I Moon, which is where all my information is because I'm in a comedy duo. So you can find all that there. Yeah.
Very funny comedy duo.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me. That was so fun.
Well, thank you for listening to one of the many stories of the Grey Hill Free Company. We hope this tale imbued you with as much pride and respect for your fellow adventurer as it did me. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed these further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company.